Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Gesels ons met Christel in Explained Well with Christel oor die groot story van die dag. En vandag se groot story, ek dink daar is nie iets anders waaroor ons eintlik kan gesels nie, is Eskom en hoe die pad lyk vorentoe. Christel, ek wil net sê, en dalk gaan ek nou die bad cop wees hier, maar ek wil graag dit sê.
Ja.
As hulle vir ons, ek weet dit is nou, jy gaan nou verduidelik precies hoe hierdie ding gaan werk, maar as hulle vir ons wel, soos wat die woordvoerder of die uitvoerende hoof gesê het, as hulle vir ons gaan sit op 2 to 3 years, this is what you can expect, this is how it's going to go. Ek dink toch aan baie mense wees wat daarmee saamstem, because at least we will know.
No, absolutely. And I kind of, so this is interestingly, so this option has been touted a couple of times. It's not the first time this has popped up. And at least, so on the pro side, it gives you a degree of stability. You don't see these rapid changes and suddenly we're here and suddenly we're there. That's why it was considered. But when we look very carefully at the wording from Eskom, so the context, over the weekend, Eskom had a press conference where the chairperson said this is one of the options they were looking at. Eskom moved to correct, because some people were reporting that we are now in permanent load shedding. The reason they can't do this, they can't put us on stage 2 or 3 for the next 2 years, is because we might need more severe stages of load shedding. The problem is actually that we have so much capacity not available, dat selfs fase 2 of 3 vir 2 jaar nie genoeg is om die ligte aan te hou nie. So to contextualize a bit, you remember a while ago there was that chimney problem at Kusilem.
Yes.
So that's still not sorted out, but so I'm looking at the information sent from Eskom. Together, the 3 Kusile power station units combined with Medupi 4 are responsible for a shortfall of approximately just under 3,000 megawatts in generation capacity, which is equivalent to 3 stages of load shedding. We also have Kuiberg that's undergoing maintenance, which is another 1,800 megawatts of capacity unavailable for the next 15 months.
So that's 4,800 now, and as you say, every 1,000 megawatts is a stage.
Yeah. So ons kyk letterlik na, daar is daar duisende megawatt net nie beskikbaar nie. En die ding is, so Eskom en die regering het oor die naweek, het daar was besig naweek, en aangeneem, dis naweek, they set out a new plan to address load shedding. And to be honest, it doesn't offer much. What it offers is that the private sector has to come in and create additional capacity and give us new capacity. It makes me think of when I was in my 20s and I had a car that was quite an old car. I had actually done the services. I had maintained my car. But eventually my mechanic said to me, this car is just going to give you more and more issues. It's going to cost you more than it's worth keeping. Get rid of the car. Ons het by Eskom nie die, ons het nie die luxe om van die kar ontslae te raak, want ons het nog nie 'n alternatiewe kar nie.
Ja. Nee, is 'n baie irriterende plek om in te wees, because this timeline came out last week. I don't know if you saw it in the news. But in January last year, Eskom wrote a letter saying, hey, we'd like to build some more power, right? In January, they issued this letter. They need to get the okay from the Department of Energy, which Gwede Mantashe runs, and then from NERSA, who's the regulator. These people need to sign off on this. So January, the letter got sent out saying, hey guys, are we allowed to do this? Mantashe replied to the email in June or July, right, which then went on to NERSA, and then NERSA came back in November and said, we need more information. So it took an entire year for that chain to go, hey guys, are we allowed to do this? Let's ask these people. Then they come back and go, you need to give us some more info. How that's possible to take a year when we're in one of the worst load shedding years on record last year is just mind-boggling.
No, absolutely. But this is what you think about Christel say with the car, nee? So now, moet jy daai kar gebruik. Maar daar is ander mense wat 'n goedkoper kar kan verskaf, of 'n kar wat dalk meer betroubaar is, wat nie noodwendig op petrol of diesel hardloop nie, maar nou maak mense dit moeilik dat daardie kar verkoop kan word. Al gaan die verkoop van daai karre ons probleme bietjie kan oplos. So dit is die frustrerende ding, is dat ons sit nie sonder keuses nie. Ons hoef nie net daai een kar te ry nie, maar nou sit ons in daai kar en ons kan nie uit nie.
En ek hoor jou opgewerk raak, want dit is juist die frustrasie. Dit is die beslommernis, it's the red tape.
Mm.
The reality is, while we're not in permanent load shedding of stage 2 and 3 for the next 2 years, die vooruitsigte is donker. Dit gaan waarschijnlijk erger wees as 2 en 3 vir 2 jaar, ten minste.
It doesn't help you tell us we're going to be in permanent stage 2 or 3, when actually we are in permanent stage 4 and 5. That is our lives at the moment. That has been our lives for months. And there's no indication that anybody is going to do anything useful to change it. So the fact that they're finally talking about, you know, why don't we let some independent private power providers try and come on board? Because, you know, the solutions are there. There are people willing to do these things right now if we wanted them to. And I think it's about time we gave them a chance. You mean?
Yeah. No, absoluut. En dit is selfs die president wat gesê het oor die naweek dat daai beslommernis, that red tape, that's the frustration. Op die stadium soek ons net 'n kar.
Yeah, the fact that that email was sent last year in January and got a reply in the middle of the year and then waited until the end of the year for a second reply just infuriates me.
Also, just to end off with, I know I'm getting a little bit worked up here, but I love how our president sometimes speaks like, I know he's always shocked generally about things that are happening in his own country, but the fact that he is so like weirded out by the fact that Eskom didn't, but the government didn't build the power stations when we were supposed to. Bruh, jy was die heel tyd hier.
Yeah, jy was
daar. What did you miss, bro, that the rest of us didn't miss. Anyway, let me just look at the sunset, yeah?
Yeah, it is very irritating. It is what it is. We will keep you updated as things develop, always. Christella, ons waardeer vir jou.
Bye, bye, dankie, en drink 'n cocktail op my vanaand.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.